Kumuhula Vicky Holt Takamine says she wasn't surprised to hear that a Chicago-based poke restaurant chose to enforce its trademark on the words Aloha Poke.
People are going to appropriate our cultural practices, regardless of whether we like it or not. Western law does not protect the rights of indigenous peoples.
She says what's seen as a common business practice under Western law could be seen as a threat to some in the Native Hawaiian community.
When you start to infringe on other Native Hawaiians' rights to use it, that's when you're in trouble.
Holt Takamine says protecting the intellectual property rights of Native Hawaiians has been a struggle, but the foundation is there. She helped organize a conference 15 years ago that resulted in the Declaration of Rights. The Po'okalani Declaration lists the types of intellectual properties in need of protection. It also calls upon the government, the private sector, and the public to help develop and implement policies and practices consistent with the Declaration. The Declaration was acknowledged in a resolution by the state in 2004, but no action has been taken to codify any part of it. She says it's a hard sell.
Again, you know, we're only less than 20% of the population, so of Hawaii, and even just a minute part of the whole United States. You think they're going to support Native Hawaiians on this issue when it means that they will not, it'll infringe on their rights to commercialize and privatize.
In the meantime, she plans to fly up to Aloha Poke's home turf to share the declaration at a march and rally in downtown Chicago next Monday. Lani Aloha Lee, a third-generation Native Hawaiian transplant living in Chicago, is helping plan the march.
The march will hopefully raise more awareness in the downtown business district. The route will allow us to pass the state building, the Thompson building, City Hall, all before we get to Aloha Poke.
Lee is also the executive director of the Aloha Center of Chicago, a Hawaiian cultural center.
We really need to send the message that this issue of trying to copyright and trademark another culture's language is such a wrong. This term represents a people. It's a culture. It's a way of life.
She was grateful for the continued support of the Native Hawaiian community here in Hawaii.
Native Hawaiians up here care, and that their mana'o is in good hands over here. We will do our best to carry our aloha forward.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.